السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر, ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر, سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق اللہ العظیم. درود شریف. علماء کرام, موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز, یوسف, دے ڈونٹ نیڈ دا اسپیکرز ان دا پارکنگ لاٹ, ناؤ سوئچ اٹ آف, بیکاز آل کین کم انسائڈ. لیٹس موو لٹل فارورڈ اینڈ میک پلیس فار دوز دیٹ آر, بیکاز وی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو ڈسٹرب دا ہول نیبرہڈ وِد اسپیکرز ان دا پارکنگ لاٹ. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening over receivers, and all those listening over Channel Islam Radio Ansar, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this night a night of blessing for us, a night of forgiveness for us, a night of His unlimited mercy upon us. First thing, we have to keep our Aqeedah right. We must not consider this night to be Laylatul Qadr as a fixed night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not fix the date, so therefore we have got no right to fix the date. However, as we go along, we will see why people have given so much of importance or so much of preference to this night of the 27th. Yet we should be worshipping throughout Ramadan and at least in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and there again the odd nights of the last 10, as much as possible. So that is the first thing, that there is no way in any Hadith Sharif that 27th night is definitely Laylatul Qadr throughout the world for everybody. And since we have mentioned this, throughout the world, so it comes to mind that some people we commenced our fasting on Saturday. People in some places commenced on Sunday. And I'm given to understand that in Pakistan they commenced on Monday. So now you can see different days they have commenced with the Ramadan. So Laylatul Qadr can't be the same everywhere in the world. So there is nothing to doubt Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy, His rahmat, His forgiveness. For the different parts of the world, there are different Laylatul Qadrs. It's not just one Laylatul Qadr for everyone throughout the world on one fixed night. It's just like some great king or ruler who has announced that he will be traveling through the country and giving gifts to people. So he says, on Monday we will distribute it in this province, on Tuesday in that city, and on Wednesday in that place. So he's got all the gifts with him and he will distribute. But he's going to give it in the different provinces on the different days. So like that, the odd nights for the people of Pakistan will be different, for the people of South Africa will be different, for the people of China will be different. Then there's time zones also sometimes. It's just not possible to have it on the same day. It just doesn't work out. Otherwise, people will be ending up with 28 fasts. So therefore, we do not have to get excited about this issue, that how are they going to then get the same Laylatul Qadr in that part of the world. Allah Ta'ala will give them Laylatul Qadr according to their calendar and give us Laylatul Qadr according to our calendar. Is there any shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures? So Laylatul Qadr, we have heard many, many bayans on it. And as I always say that we are now very fortunate. Those days in our school days and when we were young, we didn't have so much of literature, we didn't have access to so much of books and so much of knowledge as is in the present day. These days in South Africa, we are so fortunate. We have bayans upon bayans upon bayans. The radio stations, the literature, the pamphlets. Everywhere we get some kind of information and knowledge about what the virtues are of this day or that day, this night or that night, the month of Ramadan. So by now we are, inshallah, fully equipped with that knowledge. But then again, we have to remind. Reminder benefits the believers. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So as far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this surah. Now again, there are many, many incidents that have been mentioned, but one of the things is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was discussing, just to give you the gist, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was discussing with the people the long lives of the people of the past and how some people made ibadat for 80 years. He mentioned four people who made ibadat for 80 years without disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a single moment. And one of them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, without I'm going into the details, that he kept fast for 1,000 months. He made jihad for 1,000 months. He made prayers for 1,000 months. Now this type of incidents, the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when they heard of it, so since they were very desirous of doing good deeds and good actions, now they looked at their own lifespans that we cannot get that kind of life. So there was a bit of regret that came into the hearts, and immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of that regret in their hearts, He rewarded the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with Laylatul Qadr. And therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, Laylatul Qadr is given only to my Ummah. And when he was asked on one occasion that will this be only for his time, he said, no, it will continue now till the day of Qiyamah. So I'm not going to go into the details, but Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. Verily we reveal the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala is referring to the Quran Sharif. So we revealed it in the night of Qadr. In the night of power, in the night of majesty, in the night of great blessing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this Quran Sharif. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. Ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai akbar jisne Quran Majeed bula rakha hai. دنیا نے دین کو بلا رکھا ہے غفلت کی نیند میں سلا رکھا ہے اس دور میں خوش نصیب وہ ہے اکبر جس نے قرآن مجید کھلا رکھا ہے This دنیا seems to have forgotten about deen. We're talking about the majority, the ummah at large. He says we seem to have forgotten our deen. If we know about deen also, we just know of the five-time namaz and we think that that is perfect deen now. After that, there's nothing. Whereas deen, as I have said many times, it's a whole package. Our aqaid has to be right. That's our beliefs. Our ibadat has to be right. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Our dealings have to be right. Our transactions, our morals, our etiquettes, everything has to be right. Then that is deen. So most of us has forgotten that deen. We have got some knowledge of deen, a little here, a little there. But we're talking about the entire deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that, how much do we have the knowledge of? So he said, therefore, dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. Ghaflat ke neen mein sula rakha hai. It has put everybody into indifference and negligence. We are unconcerned about deen these days. If we talk about deen also, only where it benefits us, then it's deen. If a person is able to get a large chunk of the inheritance through a will which was un-Islamic, then we will say that is my right, because the will states that, whether it's Islamic or un-Islamic. But if he was going to enjoy a bigger chunk, if there is an Islamic distribution, then this person's deen is very, very strong. Maulana, don't we have to follow the Quran? Don't we have to follow the Deen? Don't we have to follow Sharia? We say, yes, indeed we have to. But that person knows that that's the only Deen that he has, many a times. So Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what is the condition of our hearts. So he said, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai, is daur mein khush naseeb, wo hai akbar. That person is a fortunate person in these times, jisne Quran Majid khula rakha hai. The person has kept the Quran Majid before him. Allah Ta'ala revealed this Quran Sharif, 23 years it took. Little by little came upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from Lohi Mahfuz on to the first heavens, it came in the Laylatul Qadr, and from there over 23 years. Sometimes the Quran Sharif is in the battlefield, sometimes in the home of Hazrat Aisha, sometimes in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes in the bazaar and marketplace, sometimes here, sometimes there, in different places and different occasions, the Quran Sharif is being revealed upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the weight of that Quran Sharif when it was being revealed was so much that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting on a camel also couldn't take that weight of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If he had his head on the lap of some sahabi and he was lying down, that person would think that his bones will crack. What kind of weight must have been on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He used to perspire. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us that we just read, we listen, nothing really happens. So Quran Majid, jisne khula rakha, the person who has kept the Quran Majid open, that is the fortunate person. Because then he will enjoy the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. The person who has got his Quran Majid, then he will enjoy the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Allah Ta'ala does not want to deprive us of the good things of this world. But then that is the condition. Follow the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this Quran Sharif in the night of Qadr. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself asked the question, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will inform you, how will you know the greatness of this night of power? How will you know? What do you know? What is the blessing of this night? What is the barakat of this night? What is the greatness of this night? What is the power of this night? What is the majesty and glory of this night? He said, how will we come to know? Just give you an explanation. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. Now Allah Ta'ala says himself that this night of power, it is the ibadat in this night, the person who makes ibadat in the night of Qadr, then it is better than worship and ibadat of 1,000 months. Now, better than, when Allah Ta'ala says better than it means there's no limit to it. There's no limit, only Allah Ta'ala knows what is the limit. But more better than the 1,000 months of ibadah. What happens in the night? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. Ruh here is, most of them agree that it is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. That he descends in the night of Qadr, in the night of power, with angels. Again, angels unlimited, they come down with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And what do they do is described in one hadith sharif, which has been mentioned also in Ghuniyatul Talibin of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, that they come down, and after that, they spread out, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, ask them to spread out. So they spread out. Where do they spread out? Where do they go? They go to the home of every person who is engaged in ibadah. Anyone who is engaged in ibadah, zikr, tilawat, dua, these angels go. Whether the person is in the home, whether he is in the jungle, whether he is in the ship, whether he is in the aeroplane, wherever he may be, if he is engaged in ibadah, then those angels will descend there. And I'll give you the explanation of the Hadith Sharif. And these angels, what do they do after that? They make Ameen on the du'as of those people. It is like those angels rubbing shoulders with those people that are engaged in zikr, tilawat, ibadat in that night. Remember, there are lots of things to be done throughout one's life. We don't say that the only thing to be done is sit down in the masjid and make ibadat, make zikr and make tilawat. A Muslim is supposed to be in every field, in every activity. He is supposed to be a very active person. But it must not be only outside and nothing inside. Just as the person will do other things, in the same way, there must be time for ibadat also, for zikr also, for tilawat also. The greatest of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody could have been more charitable than him. Nobody could have been doing more welfare and social work than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody was more caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't even keep 1 cent behind in his home. Whatever he received was for the poor and the needy and for those who couldn't afford. But yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatest after Allah ta'ala. But look at the last 10 nights of Ramadan, where he used to spend practically every year in i'tikaf. What he used to do in i'tikaf, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, dua. So there is a place for everything in deen and sharia. There's no extremism kind of thing. It's not that we do just one thing and we think that we have achieved everything in life. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends these angels and they spread. And that is when the person, if he is engaged in ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and these angels are descending and it is Laylatul Qadr, then that person just melts. It is as if his heart melts. Tears begin rolling down his cheeks. And a strange kayfiyat, ecstasy, joy comes over him. Or a kind of real connection and bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He can't even understand that what really suddenly happened here. But then again, they don't enter those homes in which there is some dog. Of course, that dog, if it is for security purposes, then it will be outside the house. There is no place for dogs being made pets in Islam. So then they don't enter. If the dog is inside the house and it's a pet. We are Muslims, we are believers in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must not use our logic and our aqal when it comes to anything that is mentioned clearly in a hadith sharif. So if a security is permissible, keep it outside the house. Or in a home where there is a person who is in need of ghusl and baths because he committed adultery or fornication. Now we will think a person committing adultery and fornication in a big night, in the night of Qadr, or one of the last nights of, odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan. But who does not know? Is there any shortage of evidence now? Is there any shortage of evidence that how many Muslims throughout the world, they do not even know that Ramadan has come? And what is the blessing of Ramadan? How many calls we get? Walana, accidentally, I committed zina in Ramadan. What must I do? What is the kafara? And there are people who are on a very, very high, even in this Mubarak night. Do we need evidence for that? High on drugs in the Mubarak night. One young person, he says he was on a very high on the 27th night somewhere outside the masjid here. And somebody after that pushed him from there and he came up to the bench outside. He was still on a high. And then something pulled him inside. He says some pull there was, as if there was some magnetic pull from the inside. But still on a high. And there's a couple incidents of this kind. And then he says he came to the back sehan section. Slowly, slowly the effects of the drug was wearing out. Then he decided to sit for the next session and then the third session. And today that person is a very, very righteous and a pious person. Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayah. But the point is that he was on a very high on drugs on the 27th night of Ramadan, together with his friends. So go to the rave club discos in different parts of the world. Tonight you'll find how many Muslims engage in sins. So therefore this is very common. So it is said that if the person ghusl has become wajib on him because of his adulterous relationship with some woman, so then the angels of rahmat don't enter such homes. Unless of course you make sincere tawbah, that is not going to return to that sin again. In the same way, those people who are engaged in shirk, they are not forgiven in this night. And all those things that we mentioned in the night of Barat, where people have broken up family ties and relationships, then it doesn't cost anything. Humble ourselves. Just pick up the phone and tell that person, I'm sorry, make me mark. And then resolve the problem, whatever has to be resolved. If we have to discuss all those other details, it will take a lot of time. In this first session, we just want to discuss the basic points of Laylatul Qadr and then go ahead with dua. So this night of Qadr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He sends down these angels and it is for forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this Laylatul Qadr, only that person is deprived of Laylatul Qadr who is deprived of all good. The person who does not get Laylatul Qadr is a very unfortunate person. It is a night of great blessing. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam actually came out to inform the people when this night is. But because of a fight and quarrel and argument and dispute between two people, the actual fixation of that night was removed. What a deprivation for the ummah. But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, must be some good in that. Because if we had known exactly this is the night of Qadr and then we didn't show appreciation and we continued with our old lifestyles, then how much of azab of Allah Ta'ala we would have been inviting. So then he said, now search for it in the 9th, 7th and 5th, meaning the 27th, 25th, 27th and 29th. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't fix 27. However, if you look at one of the hadith sharif, there Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that this Laylatul Qadr, it comes in any one of the nights throughout the year. One of the nights throughout the year, Laylatul Qadr comes. When this was reported to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud really meant is that don't be negligent, throughout the year do some ibadat, but I can tell you that it is on the 27th night. Now when he said it was on the 27th night, what he meant was that that was his experience in that year, it was the 27th. Somebody had experience of the 23rd, so they mentioned 23rd. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, if you look at the ahadith, there are different reports. Now there are over 50 different reports exactly when it is. Now we can't discuss all that. But this much we know that it is not a fixed night, but it is in one of the last 10 nights. Now that much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it easy for us. If a person was told now stay awake every night of the year, would we have been able to do so? Then came the month of Ramadan. We were informed that the Quran Sharif was revealed in the month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ So in the month of Ramadan. Now in the month of Ramadan again, if we were told to stay awake 30 nights, then we would have said it's very difficult. Or somebody, if we started staying awake 30 nights, then he might end up in hospital. And some person might collapse. If he is overtaken by exhaustion, then he will have to be undertaken to the Qabristan. So therefore we were told, don't worry. Now it's not in the 30 nights. You get used to it a little bit. Do a little bit of ibadah, zikr, tilawat in the first 20. And with the sehri and with some taraweeh and with some this and that. Now Allah Ta'ala made it so easy to get used to it. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us. Deen is not difficult. First we were made to get used to it. Little bit of action we were made to do. Those people who don't even read two rakats of nafil namaz after the isha. But here now in Ramadan we are told that first must fast the whole day. And then after that make your isha salat. And after isha salat make 20 rakat taraweeh again. This 20 rakat taraweeh, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he put the sahaba behind Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they started 20 rakat taraweeh, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ So if he, people say, where is the proof, where is the proof, that is the proof, will any sahabi just remain silent and not object if it was something that Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu was just introducing and it was not sharia? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that hold fast to my sunnah and also the sunnah of my khulafa. So it is as if we are holding fast to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala used to make the Isha Faraz and the Witr, and Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b behind him, these great, great sahabas used to read Taraweeh, 20 rakat. So what more proof do we want after that? Any case, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the dispute between those two people, said the fixation was taken away. That is how damaging quarrels and fights and arguments in society is. But this is an age of internet and computers and publications and magazines and everything. Everything is moving very, very fast. So there's so much of lies that circulates. People's names are dragged, false accusations, slander, anything you can think of. No investigation whether the person really said that or didn't say that. Just take anybody's name and attribute any kind of statement to him and then make the people fight. And then there's so much of jealousy and malice and so much of spying and so much of bad opinions that we hold about people without having the knowledge. And as I mentioned recently also in one of the bayans, that to add fuel to fire, then we have all these Taoist people. That the moment a person goes to them, says, well, your headache is due to jadu. And who did the jadu? Say, mother-in-law did, sister-in-law did, brother-in-law did, father-in-law did, somebody did. So now you'll have to visit me 10 times. And each time so much is going to cost. One person says, Mawlana, I had some problems, I went to so-and-so. Now he says that I must bring 18,000 rand because there are 3 jinns on me. Or 6 jinns. 6 jinns at 3,000 rand each. He will take them out. I said, if you had 1, you would have been dancing. And here you got 6 and mashallah, you're quite relaxed. So I said, first negotiate a discount with him. And then tell him that first tie them up and show them to me. Then I will believe you that you took them out. Now look at the money-making rackets. Then look at the abuse of the women, sexual abuse, other kind of abuse when they are going. So let us not be so foolish and naive. Every headache is not jadu. And if a person suspects that he's got some kind of effect of nazar or jadu or something, then what must he do? What else was done by the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhu majma'i? Or when it was done upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he do? He was told to recite Falaq and Nas. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. So read 3 quls, read Ayatul Kursi, read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What else can remove it? So now these are the things that are causing so much of friction and fights and quarrels, and after that people don't want to talk. And then again this inheritance problem, there's this problem, that problem, business problem. So resolve those problems, but don't carry on with that malice and that greed and that arrogance and take it to the grave, because we are only spoiling our akhirat. And this Mubarak night also the person doesn't get forgiven. Now there are so many ahadiths which I'm not going into now. So why is there so much of emphasis, that is what I was talking about, why most of the people, lots of pious and righteous elders, ulama, mashayikh, imams, they all, sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, many amongst them also, they considered or they had their experience of Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. So this 7 seems to have got some kind of virtue or benefit. Because we are told to search for it in the last 10 nights, and one of it is the 7th, 27th. So you say, if you look at the skies, we say there's 7 skies. Sab'a samawat. If you look at the planets, we say 7 planets. If you look at the earth, we say 7 earth. If you look at the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, we say 7 rounds of the Kaaba Sharif. Whilst mentioning the 7 rounds of the Kaaba Sharif, it will not be out of place because lots of people haven't heard it, but I mentioned it many times that the Kaaba Sharif, when we go there and we are making tawaf, it is like a washing machine, a washing machine. If you have to go upstairs there and watch down with that large crowd going round and round and round, it is exactly like that washing machine where the drum is rotating. So I always say it seems as if when the person is entering into tawaf, what does he do? He goes to the Hajr-e Aswad and he raises his hand and says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Now the washing machine, we put inside there our dirty clothes. In the washing machine, we put our dirty clothes. And we put detergent. And then we press one button. And with the press of that button, now the drum goes round and round and it extracts dirt, carries on extracting, extracting until it gives some spins, and after that the clothes come out clean and park. Then we stretch it out on the ironing board. And if we still see some spot or something, then we use some clean green or something and remove it. But like that, we put dirty clothes, and after those rounds of the drum rotating, then everything comes out clean. So in the washing machine we put our dirty clothes, but when we're going into the tawaf, we must really believe that we are putting our dirty hearts into the drum. And the detergent here was our powders and soaps, and there it is at Hajr-e Aswad, when we are saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Now that is where we are commencing. Now the person is going round and round, round and round. And he's making Astaghfirullah, reading Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah, and making dua, and now all that is extracting the dirt, until after the seventh round, now he comes out, then he goes to the Multazam, stretches his hand like that, places his chest against the Multazam. So that is like that ironing now. But then what happens after the clothes are ironed and pressed? Does a person purposely go and throw it in the dust? Does he purposely go and throw it in the gutter? We will say that person is a madman. So like that, after that Haji Sahib has made the tawaf, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with his fazal and kindness with this person's du'as and istighfar, Allah Ta'ala washes his heart. So now he must not dirty that heart again. Now the rights of the people which he may have trampled, the sins are now forgiven, but he has to go back and make sure that he fulfills those rights. If he has caused hurt, injury and pain to anybody, he must ask for maaf. Namaz, roza, start making qaza, then we will say that the clothes stay clean. However, accidentally, or again after a period of time, the clothes do get dirty. Then we put it back into the washing machine. So like that it carries on, that accidental sins, the person makes a lot of tawbah and istighfar, and these are the occasions and opportunities that Allah Ta'ala gives us for that. So the tawaf, I was talking about seven rounds of the tawaf, so again seven. Safa Marwa, if somebody has to ask then how many times, then Safa Marwa is also again seven. Go from this end to that end to this end, Safa and Marwa seven. Again it is seven. Many, many things that are like that, which are seven. So they say there is something about the 27th. But Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called Tajul Mufassirin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's cousin. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he says some very beautiful thing. He says that if you have to look at Suratul Qadr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the word Qadr three times. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So laylatul qadr once. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Again, second time. And laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. So laylatul qadr, he says, is nine alphabets. Laylatul qadr is nine alphabets. And three times Allah Ta'ala mentions laylatul qadr. So if you multiply 9 by 3, so it comes 27. Now in this way, many different ways people thought of, and of course their experiences again of the 27th. So it is the 27th night, and if we really put our heart and soul into it, then who knows, it will be Qadr for us. Because Qadr is the night that we really appreciate, and we put our heart and soul and make dua, and Allah Ta'ala on the good opinion of the person, he gives it to him. So he says, this is one thing. And the other thing he mentions is that from Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr, tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha bi izni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salam up to salam. He said it is 26 letters, 26 words. And after that, that hiya is the 27th. The hiya, and that hiya, which is in Arabic grammar, they call it wahid, muannas, ghaib. So he says it is connected, that pronoun is connected to Laylatul Qadr. So in that way, again, the 27th becomes Laylatul Qadr. But as I mentioned earlier, that these are just what we call as some kind of indicators. But it is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, when the Sahaba kiram generally related to him dreams about the 27th. So on one occasion he said the 27th. So we must make the best of the night that we have, and whatever time we have already whiled away and passed, we must make tawbah and istighfar over it. And as I said, that those people who have these weaknesses and shortcomings, then they must try and rectify that. Ask people for forgiveness. Clean our hearts out. The thoughts may still linger on, but at least the forgiveness has taken place, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person the nur and barakat of the big night. Now this Quran Sharif that was revealed in this Mubarak night, that is the reason why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us Laylatul Qadr also. That it was revealed in this night of Qadr, that the great blessing of this night is because of that revelation of the Quran Sharif in this Mubarak night. The Quran Sharif, as I said, that without the Quran Sharif, there is no Ummah. I mentioned before too, I said, Saum hai Iman se, Iman rukhsat, Saum gum. Qaum hai Quran se, Quran rukhsat, Qaum gum. If the Quran Sharif is not going to be before the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so then we will never, never reach those heights, or we will never get those blessings and that help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and that dominance and that peace and that tranquility and those barakat that they received, because they received it by their following of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The moment people distance themselves from that, then after that we are going to be destroyed. Now there are many, many ahadith on Laylatul Qadr and the Quran Sharif. However, there's one Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif, in which Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for some nasihat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Alayka bi tilawatil Quran. Make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. He said, give me more nasihat. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, first before that he said, Alayka bi taqwa Allah. Alayka bi taqwa Allah. Adopt taqwa. Now this taqwa also, because we listen to the word so many times, it seems that it has lost its effect and impact anymore. Yet the Quran Sharif, every ayat had an impact on the hearts even of the disbelievers. Whole communities accepted Islam when they really got to know the Quran Sharif. Just one ayat. So here he said, first of all, this taqwa. If taqwa was not such an important thing, why do we come across some derivative of taqwa in almost every second page of the Quran Sharif? How many places? Ya ayyuhan lazina amanu taqullah. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. Ya ayyuhan lazina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Inna allaha ma'al muttaqin. So many places. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Because Allah Ta'ala wants to give. He wants to give. His treasures are unlimited. Now, how is he going to give if we are not going to do that what he wants us to do? So therefore he says, develop taqwa and you will get everything. So he says, Rasul Amre Kulli. It is the root of all good deeds and virtues, this taqwa. He said, give me more nasihat. He said, Alayka bi tilawatil Quran. Then he said, make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. فَإِنَّهُ نُورُ لَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَزُخْرُ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. So that will be on earth, it will be a nur, and in the heavens it will be a provision for you. So this Quran Sharif Tilawat, which took place in the month of Ramadan, so much in around the world. Now the haqiqat and reality is that we have to understand and then make amal on it. It is not only for Taweez purposes, and it is not only for shifa of sicknesses of the physical body. This Quran Sharif was revealed to make amal on it. Now if we're not going to understand, how are we going to make amal? If we're going to just decorate our shelves with the Quran Sharif and there's no Quran Sharif tilawat in our homes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them that decorate your homes. Put zinat in your home. Now we will say, well, how are we going to decorate our homes? So we'll say, bring some furniture, bring this, bring that, and these days we'll say, bring the biggest TV on the land and put it and decorate it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. That is the decoration. So Quran Sharif has got great, great virtues. Taqon mein sajaya jata hoon. Aankhon se lagaya jata hoon, taweeze banaya jata hoon, do ke pilaya jata. How beautifully he says in the lament of the Quran Sharif, Taqon mein sajaya jata hoon. You heard this before also. Taqon mein sajaya jata hoon. That I am decoration of the shelves. Aankhon se lagaya jata hoon. Just rub on the eyes. Taweez e banaya jata hoon. Do do ke pilaya jata hoon. It doesn't mean it's haram. But what I am saying, that is not the purpose of the revelation of the Quran Sharif.
Juzdan harir o resham ke aur phool sitare chandi ke. Juzdan harir o resham ke aur phool sitare chandi ke. Phir itr ki barish hoti hai, khushboo mein basaya jata hoon.
Say juzdan harir o resham ke, silk juzdan for the Quran Sharif. Make beautiful boxes, beautiful covers, beautiful everything for the Quran Sharif. Somebody is getting married also, give them the best covered Quran Sharif. Nothing wrong again. We must cover it well, we must look after it, we must respect it. But was that the only purpose it was revealed for? Then he said, after that, itar is poured over it. But the main thing is, he says,
Jab qaulo qasam lene ke liye takrar ki naubat aati hai, tab meri zarurat padti hai, haathon pe uthaya jata hoon.
So there is a need to take qasam, they say bring Quran Sharif. That's all. That time bring Quran Sharif. Haathon pe uthaya jata hoon.
اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے, اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے.
This is, اے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے.
یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں, ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں.
That's how we say I have disgraced. That is how I am troubled. The Quran says lament. So therefore let us not take it lightly. The Quran Sharif was revealed so that we may read it, understand it, make amal on it and propagate it. Allah Ta'ala revealed it in the night of Qadr. So the night of Qadr has got great virtues. Forgiveness, doors are open. Mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, unlimited. Allah Ta'ala himself asks, is there anybody seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anybody in difficulty, I may remove his difficulty? Is there anybody seeking this or that I may give it to him? Anybody sick and asking for shifa, I may give him. After that, Allah Ta'ala in his wisdom, whatever he feels is the best for us, he will give to us. Because when a person makes dua, either he will get the same thing or he will get something better, or Allah Ta'ala removes some bala and difficulty and pain. As I mentioned, Maghrib time also, that look at the number of people that left in this month of Ramadan. Many of them didn't get an opportunity of seeing the 27th night. Although they were very fortunate, they got the month of Ramadan. But throughout the year also, all those people whose names were put into the list of those that are going to die, they left this world. They didn't get the opportunity of even seeing Ramadan. So we do not know whether we will get another opportunity. So let us make sincere tawbah from our sins. Sincere tawbah. Ilahi hame phir aamil Qur'an kar de.
Ilahi hame phir aamil Qur'an kar de. Ilahi hame phir aamil Qur'an kar de.
Oh Allah, make us once again amil al-Qur'an. That means people who make amal on the Qur'an. And Tajdar Madina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his ummah, they give them the tawfiq to make ittiba and follow the Qur'an Sharif. So this is something that we have to aspire for. Now as far as sins are concerned, who is masoom and who is sinless besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam? So all of us have got baggages. Some of us from the time we became of age up till now, we haven't given up certain sins. And some of us, we give up some sins for a little while and then we return to the same sins again. So now there's a golden opportunity tonight. Raise your hands before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and beg. Make a'tiraf of qusur, acknowledge our weakness. That is one thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves. I can go on talking all night on Laylatul Qadr and the Quran Sharif. Now we're going to make dua. So we must first get our minds conditioned that indeed, if we just take a flashback and we can see where we went in our lives, how many haram places we went, discos, cinemas, theaters, porn sites on the internet, drugs, drink, wine, women, we don't know what sins we committed in our lives. Now we don't have to go and think of each sin individually, otherwise shaitan is too shrewd. Sometimes it does that. It makes that young person go back and play those old reels and get some kind of enjoyment and take him back to the same sins. We just have to just have a flash and think that, Ya Allah, definitely I've committed a lot of sin and I'm making tawbah from it.
Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna.
Ya Allah, what else do I have? I have only one thing, and that is my tears and my crying before you over my sins. I mentioned this before and I repeat in this Mubarak night that the baby only knows one language, and that is the language of cry. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got everything, treasures unlimited. He doesn't need anything from us. Allah Ta'ala provides us risk and sustenance. He gives everything. He doesn't want from us any kind of risk or sustenance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is not in need of anything. What He wants from us is an acknowledgement of our weakness and our sins, an expression of remorse and regret and tears before Him of nadamat and shame. That is one thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly, dearly loves. So that is the only thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't have, and that is any kind of weakness, any kind of shortcoming. He doesn't want from us, as I said, anything. No risk, no sustenance, nothing. He provides, He gives us life, He gives us health, He gives us wealth, He gives us sight, hearing, speech. He gives us gold mines, silver mines, platinum, uranium, what He gives, diamonds, pearls, all for men. The only thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala really wants from us is nadamat and shame, regret of our sins, asking for forgiveness, and obedience to Him and the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all you want. So therefore, mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. That means over whatever mistake I make and whatever faults and whatever sin I accidentally commit, then I cry over it. Because as I said, that the baby knows only one language. I mentioned this before too, that one language only the baby knows, and that is cry. And those tears are such that as a Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the night of Miraj, in one container he had some liquid. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, what is this, O Jibreel? He said, these are the tears of your ummat upon their sins and upon nadamat and shame. When they used to shed tears, this is the... Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what is the effect of these tears? He said, these tears will extinguish the fire of Jahannam also. That is the effect of these tears. So if we can extinguish the fire of Jahannam, our hearts which are on fire at present, all kinds of anxieties, worries and problems and all kinds of things, hearts are on fire. You think it won't extinguish that fire? The baby, if it's got a stomachache, it cries. If it's got a headache, it cries. If it's got a pain in the knees, it cries. If it's missing the mother, it cries. If it's missing the father, it cries. If it's hungry, it cries. If it's thirsty, it cries. That's all. No other language. And the moment the baby cries, any compassionate mother immediately rushes to the attention of the child. Sometimes the pretense of the child is just crying because wants attention. So even to seek attention, the baby cries. So even if you don't want anything else, get the attention of Allah Ta'ala towards us with our tears of remorse and regret and shame. And see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then takes us along. We will get such kind of sukoon in our lives. And then make a niyat and determine niyat that we don't want to go back to those sins. Then only we'll enjoy the best of both worlds.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. This Mubarak night of the 27th, my beloved Allah, make it a night of Qadr for us. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. We acknowledge every mistake and every error of ours. We haven't been able to do justice to the fasting in this Mubarak month. We haven't been able to do justice to Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We haven't been able to do justice to Zikrullah. My beloved Allah, our lifestyles did not change in this Mubarak month. We did not appreciate this great ni'mat that you gave to us. This host that you sent to us, my beloved Allah, we showed negligence. We were not hospitable. We did not entertain in the manner that he should be entertained. My beloved Allah, the days of Ramadan are almost slipping away. Just a few days left and a few nights left. We do not know whether we will even survive to witness the remaining days and nights. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging before you all our weakness and shortcomings. In this Mubarak night when you send down so much of angels, my beloved Allah. In the Mubarak night of Qadr, you send down so much of angels. Make this the night of Qadr for us. My Allah, make a decision of change for us in our lives. We are indeed the most sinful ones. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, who is there to forgive us besides you? You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, when the baby cries, the mother gives attention to that baby. Ya Allah, we are crying before you. You dearly love the tears of the believers which they shed in repentance and remorse and regret. My beloved Allah, in such a large crowd we have young, little children, old people, sick people, weak people, and so many listeners also who are sick and weak and old, whose hair has turned white. My beloved Allah, so many pious and righteous amongst them, and little children who are masoom and sinless, they also shedding tears before you, my Allah. Ab to hamare haal par raham kar le. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Don't deprive us, my beloved Allah, of the barakat of this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the barakat of this night of the 27th. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of maghfirat. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of arrogance, of pride, of envy and of jealousy. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, you saw everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing was hidden from your sight. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. You could have asked the earth to open and swallow us up. My beloved Allah, you could have sent gale force winds against us. You could have shaken us up, my beloved Allah. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation when we were popping drugs in our mouths, or when we were committing adultery or fornication, or watching porn sites on the internet, or engaging in any kind of haram activity. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how generous you are, how kind you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you're still giving us to eat and to drink and to wear. You still have given us our sight and our hearing and our speech. My beloved Allah, you still have given us our life. Ya Allah, and on top of that, you're still giving us opportunities upon opportunities to turn towards you and seek forgiveness for our sins. My beloved Allah, we have therefore turned towards you.
We have extended our begging bowls before you. We are beggars before you, by Allah. We are not begging before some idol that cannot see us, that cannot listen to us, that cannot help us in any way. My beloved Allah, you are in full control of the whole universe. You are in full control of the heavens and the earth. Our life is in your control. Our health in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. The sky is in your control. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے یا اللہ change this heart of greed and of malice and of pride and arrogance یا اللہ make our heart filled with your love and محبت with the محبت of my beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم my beloved اللہ نبی علیہ السلام how much of sacrifices he made for the ummah he was stoned in Taif his mubarak shoes get filled with his mubarak blood our child's my beloved Allah we are not prepared to see one drop of our beloved child's blood ooze out here your beloved Nabi the closest to you the greatest after you by Allah and he is stoned in Taif Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that if you want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will crush all these people between these two mountains oh Allah he tells to those angels leave them If they don't accept Islam, somebody in the progeny will accept. In Uhud, when he is told again, his teeth are shattered. Ah, my beloved Allah, the pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. Blood oozes out from my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's face, Mubarak. He falls down unconscious. There too he says, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give hidayah to my people, they don't know. Ya Allah, it was full of mercy, nothing but forgiveness. Ya Allah, we haven't shown appreciation for his sacrifices. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Ya Allah, when he goes down into the sajda in the Haram Sharif, that dark, beautiful, pure body of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, intestines of animals are placed on his back. Ah, by Allah, change the condition of our lives. Give us the tawfiq to appreciate the sacrifices of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with his muhabbat. Make us ashiks of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the tawfiq of ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to see us dragged down the gutters of embarrassment and shame and disgrace and humiliation. You want to give us, my beloved Allah, a life of purity, a life of taqwa, a life of happiness and joy. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Bless us with your qurb and your ma'rifat. Bless everyone with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in their lives. Bless everyone with good health, my beloved Allah. Bless each and everyone with good health. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with spiritual health and physical health. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those, my beloved Allah, who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are gone for Umrah, make their Umrah maqbool and mabroor. My beloved Allah, those who are planning for Hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Make their Hajj easy and maqbool, my beloved Allah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, agar aaj raat tune maaf nahi kiya, to phir hum gande jaye kaha, where do we dirty, filthy hearted people go by Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness in this Mubarak night because of our sins. Ha mere Allah, don't look at our sins.
Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us. Bless us with barakat in our businesses. Bless us with barakat in our homes. Bless us with barakat in our lives. Bless us with barakat in our time. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of children and parents. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, remove from our lives and from our society our quarrels and our arguments and our disputes. Make us all one. Ay Allah, hamein nek bana de aur ek bana de. Apna bana le mere Allah, apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. Oh my beloved Allah, we want your support. Without your support, we cannot even survive in this world. Ya Allah, for every breath of our life, we need your support. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ya Allah, we need your support. We need your ocean of love, my beloved Allah. It must be our head and your door, my beloved Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. The angel of death is sure to visit us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den. Any kind of crime, my beloved Allah, any kind of sin. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouth or watching some filth on the television screen or the porn sites of the internet. My beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. No announcement is made of the angels coming, my Allah. Give us the realization that we have to return to you. We have to account for our deeds and actions. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil alameen. My beloved Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be destined that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, let it be destined that you are pleased with us. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. So many have lost their parents, so many have lost children, so many have lost brothers and sisters and family members. Whosoever has passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive their sins, give them high stages in Jannat, and give Sabre Jameel and Ajre Azeem to their kith and kin and family members. Oh my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of mankind around the globe, whether it is of AIDS or drought or famine or whatever it may be. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of mankind. Bless each and every one with hidayat and guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. My beloved Allah, that was the only concern of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only concern of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that everyone must get hidayat and enter into Jannat. Ya Allah, for those who have made up their mind that they are not going to accept, and they will continue with the persecution and torture and tyranny and oppression and suppression of the Ummah, then my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth.
اے اللہ سب کو ہدایت نصیب فرما, سب کو ہدایت نصیب فرما. Give us the توفیق and grace to fulfill the rights of all, the rights of our parents, our children, our family members, our neighbors, our society, both Muslim and non-Muslim. My beloved Allah, give us the توفیق to fulfill everyone's rights, to be good, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be loving, to be generous and to be charitable to everyone. My Allah, bless us with the akhlaq and the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the rozas that we kept. Accept the tilawat that we made. Accept the zikr that we made. Accept the charities that we gave. Bless us with ikhlas and sincerity in all our actions. My beloved Allah, abare hal par rahakal. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. Now pour out before Allah Ta'ala whatever is in your heart for the next few minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the aspirations, the wishes of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazal and kindness, fulfill their good wishes and desires. The students who write the examinations, give them success. Make them assets for our community. My beloved Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. You know what is the difficulty, hardship, pain and suffering of every individual. Ya Allah, with your fazal, remove the suffering and hardships. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.